Hello, this is the English program here with me, Steve. We have today started to use a brand new portable hard drive thing. We sort of back up everything, all the audio booths and things. We make all the podcasts, everything we do, we keep it backed up on a sort of portable hard drive thing. Now, my brother had sort of a similar thing. He had one, and I thought, you know, good idea, let's give it a try. So we got one, and they're great. The problem, if I can speak properly, I don't think I can speak properly. The problem is that the idea of a hard drive, like a portable thing, it's not that like a stationary one. It's one that you're able to sort of carry about. So if you sort of drop it or whatever, it's supposed to have extra protection. Now, it doesn't protect against every eventuality. And anyway, something happened to the one I had, and all the data got lost. It sort of got wiped, you know. It's a portable one, but if you drop it or something, it completely goes. You lose everything. Well, it didn't get dropped. I mean, not to my knowledge, Pilar. Did it? It didn't. You didn't accidentally drop it, did you? No. Okay, so something happened. Not quite sure what, but you can store up to 500 gigabytes on it, which is what I sort of was doing, all old podcasts and things. And not just audio podcasts, but video podcasts, HD ones, which take up a lot of space, obviously. And we sort of lost everything because something happened, traveling from Liverpool back to Spain, and we lost all the data. And this is the problem, you see. If you have a portable hard drive to back up your data, do you then have to back up your backup? Gets a bit complicated. So anyway, we lost everything. So there's a moral to the tale, not quite sure what, but suffice to say, we've got a brand new one, and it's blue. It's not red, it's blue. It's an Everton one, I think. So we're waiting for the Liverpool one to arrive. Well, to be honest, I've got this rather snazzy speaker system thing, and it's in the shape of, it's round, it's like a sphere. And it opens up and it's two speakers. That's red. So that sort of balances with the blue a little bit. So, you know, we like to be very inclusive here with the reds and the blues and things. Okay, well, I've been looking, seeing what's going on. You know, the English program since Christmas has slowly been sort of descending, or ascending, perhaps, I'm not too sure, into a sort of a celebration of classic television. And we've been sort of covering the Doctor Who and Due South, El Dorado. I've been to El Dorado, to the set in Malaga, twice now. Or three times, I'm not sure. I think twice. So, you know, we sort of like to celebrate all these classic programs and things, and we've been covering sort of the slightly newer ones, James Bond, Harry Potter, Film 4, and we were doing a nice collection of audio booths this morning on Grange Hill, which was quite nice. I enjoyed reminiscing about the past. Grange Hill, I was a big fan, still am, just a shame it's not on anymore, but big fan of Grange Hill, big fan of Blue Peter. And I think most of all these classic programs that were sort of taken off the air, Tomorrow's World, Top of the Pops, Play School, I think we're going back a bit to when I was three or something. But yes, I remember the look through the round window or the square window or whatever. There's a great episode of a series on Radio 4 on their website where they sort of do reunions, and there's an episode where they got the cast or ex-cast of Play School, got them reunited, and the episode is still available on the Radio 4 website. Have a look if you can. It's quite interesting, with Floella Benjamin talking about sort of the old early days of Play School. Anyway, this is the English program reminiscing about classic television. British style.